Well, Andre, good to see you. Long trip down to Cardiff on Wednesday. Going into Sunday's game, do you have any fresh team news? Are you able to welcome anyone back into contention?
We have no new injuries or illnesses, so that's really good news. That are really good news. Radinho Balka, he joins the training session today, and we will try it again tomorrow. So then we decide if he is an option for the squad for the Sunday game. But we hope to have him maybe on the bench for the first time after many weeks. And Rhys Healy is also on the pitch with a physiotherapist, and yeah, it looks really good with him. But maybe he's an option in 1 or 2 weeks. We will see. And all the others, they train today.
Good news about Radinho and Rhys. Can I just ask you, how's Yuta Nakayama getting on?
Yuta Nakayama is out for the rest of the season. Big injury for 8 to 10 weeks, we expect. Not really good for him, and he's disappointed, but it's football, and sometimes injuries happened.
And just what's the extent, what is the type of injury with Yuta?
It's an injury with a medial ligament, so yeah, it takes a long time.
Sorry to hear that. If we look back on the trip then to Cardiff, Andre, I know you were disappointed after the match when you were speaking to our colleague Paul. How do you reflect on that game 48 hours on?
Yeah, the same like after the game. I kept calm early after the game because it was totally clear for me why we didn't lose. It was only up to us. We have to speak about our performance. There were 2 points for me. I spoke the first time at halftime. First, it was the intensity was not good enough, and especially not like in the last few games. Yes, we set the standards very high the last games against Leeds and in Watford. But then we have to expect the same performance, and we fight for to survive, and we need this intensity to get points. We were better in nearly all the stats, but it was not enough to win the game. So that's the reason why we are very disappointed after the game. And but I'm not a head coach who speaks only negative. After one defeat, because they did it well. I was a former player for many years, and I know that sometimes such a game happened, but we have to learn from this. And when we analyzed this game this morning, we showed them many things about the missing intensity, but also about the missing structure, and the plan must be fulfilled every time, and we have to try to play what we want to play. And we did this in Watford and also against Leeds, and this leads always to success. And in Cardiff we were not in this position we wanted to be, so, and the clips were hopefully very, very clear, and we were sometimes too high. We did not the right movements, and every time we did this, also in Cardiff, we created big chances and were dangerous in attack. So we trained just one time in this technical thing, and maybe I expect too much, but I see high potential in the team, and they are ready for the next step. So these are little details we showed them, and I'm sure that they will make the things better the next games, but also with the intensity we need to get points.
It's interesting, the 3 games you've been here, Andre, for the first time we're in the position where it's how your side bounces back from a defeat. What have you learned about your players after Wednesday?
We discussed the thing that we need always the intensity and the attitude and the discipline to win games. And yes, it was the first time. And once again, maybe it was a Wednesday away game, but we have not so many games, and it's really hard to see that it was possible to get points and to climb in the table and to give a good feeling for confidence in winning in Cardiff, because we were better than them and it was totally possible to win this game. And and it was too easy to defend the goal against. We were with 6 against 4. When we lost the ball, there were no counter pressing. Overload 6 against 4, and it was too easy to play across and to score. And there we have to work harder to defend this goal. Yes, the last three games we got only 3 goals, and the opponents they had not so many chances. But we have to do it if it's possible over 90 plus 5 minutes. I know it's not every time possible to defend everything, but we have to try. And this goal was too easy. And we can also discuss about the first set piece, a super free kick from Sorba Thomas when we went into the lead. Maybe it changed everything. Yeah. But this is football, and then we need the will over 95 minutes to show all the supporters and all the fans that we want to win this game. And this I could not see at the end of the game.
You used the word discipline on Wednesday night after the match. You've used it again there, Andre. For you as a coach, what can you do to ensure that those discipline levels are back where you want them to be?
Yes, we prepare a plan and find solutions to win against the opposition. And we did it in Watford on pressing one-on-one over the whole field, and it was easy, and we want to keep it simple. The same against Leeds, the plan worked, and sometimes maybe not, but normally it should work to have success. And the discipline to play for this plan was not over the whole time to see. This is what I expect. We train this, and yes, we need also creativity and sometimes an own idea, because it's not like to press them in one concept. Yeah, but when we are in the top zone, there we need the creativity. But to come into the last zone, we need clear options, and then they have to take the right decision. So and when two or three players are not in their position, then we have problems to play the ball into the midfield and then into the last zone. And our defenders, they looked bad, because of losses, ball losses, but it was not their doubt.
It's the right fault.
It was not the error or fault, and because they looked for the option, but the players they were not in the right position. So we trained this, we showed it in video clips and also on paper, and they know about this, and it showed us that all of the players have to do their job on the pitch, and this was not really clear for the whole game, and this must be better in the next games.
You're talking about creativity and set pieces. We saw some brilliant balls in from Sorba Thomas on Wednesday evening. With the position your side find themselves in, how much are you leaning on the likes of Sorba to add that spark into the performances?
Yeah, set pieces are very important, and Sorba has a fantastic quality in play crosses and free kicks and corner, and we also have tall players, very dangerous to score goals, and we are one of the best in the league in this. But also, can we good defend the set pieces, because Cardiff is absolutely number one. They scored 16 goals after corner kicks, and there were no one chance for them. This is what we need. Totally focused on the task, on the job, and And there we need the creativity of Sorba to find the right solution for the best ball. And we have a big quality to make the difference in set pieces.
And given how tight the league table is, Andre, of course, there's always going to be pressure in this situation. But is it even greater knowing that there's no room for error this time around, given how many teams are bunching up in those positions?
Yeah, but without errors, every game would end 0-0. So this is a part of the game we have to live with. We want to reduce the errors. Yes, therefore we train a lot, and I think we have many things which developed positive the last few weeks. And now we had such a game. We don't need. But it's football, so we have to take the right things from this game. And I'm not a coach to expect a reaction for Sunday for the supporters or for the fans, because for me it's an alibi. They know about the game on Wednesday, and I'm sure they will show us a reaction, and we will see another team on Sunday to win this game against West Brom. Good team, high quality. Yeah, we know about this, but Leeds also have a big quality, and we could win. So we want to try to give our best on Sunday, and then I believe in the team that we can show our best on Sunday.
Do you know, I've never thought about if there wasn't any errors, a game would finish 0-0. I'll remember that, Andre. Thank you. Just on West Brom, and you mentioned the Leeds game, the performance and the result against Leeds, does that give you extra confidence going in against West Brom?
Yes, and also the training session. We had a really good training session today, and I'm sure that also tomorrow we are totally focused for Sunday. And it's tight in the table, but for me, I'm not a coach looking every day on the table, because it's important to develop and to improve our performance on the pitch. And when we will do this, and when we play like the first two games, then we will get the points. And we showed all of us that it's possible to play successful about against bigger teams with more budget and more quality maybe, but I couldn't see this against Leeds. So we were on the same level in this game, and it's every time possible to win games against the teams that want to go to the playoffs or to the Premier League. So I believe in this, and we prepare the team as best as we can.
And the head coach will be in the opposite dugout to you on Sunday. Did almost get Huddersfield Town into the Premier League. He was a game away, Carlos Corberan, taking them to the playoff final. Matty Pearson, it was really interesting, said he played under Carlos, and that, if anything, is an advantage to those players who are still here who played under Carlos. Have you leaned on them at all in preparation for this game?
No, because I don't know him. I heard about his name and his 2 years here in here in Huddersfield, but I don't know anything about his work. And to be honest, all the fans are happy to see him in Huddersfield, and I have to respect this 100%, but I have to concentrate on my team and on our performance, and we want to beat them, and this is important for me.
And just for you, finally, it's been so busy since you've come to the club, trip down to Cardiff, preparing for various matches. Have you allowed yourself any time just to have a wander around the local area and take in your new surroundings?
Yeah, there's not really a lot of time, but we try to find a little space to enjoy some good restaurants or to watch the city. Last week we had a short walk through the city and to have a look where we live and where we work. We have many games and we have to prepare, and the situation is like not easy, so we have to work hard, and then when we reach the goal, achieve the goal, then we can spend more time in the city.
Well, best of luck for it. Thanks for your time, Andre.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lewitt. We'll come to Stephen from We Are Terriers next.
Hi, Andre.
Hello.
From what you're saying, then, it sounds like it's you want your midfielders to be finding space better. Is that correct to say?
Yeah, for this game, it was so because we expected Cardiff a little bit deeper in their own half. They were passive the last few games, and that's why we wanted to overload the midfield and to find solutions between the lines, behind the number six, but in front of the defenders, so they have to take decisions to step out or not. When they step out, we can find the space behind them. So there were many chances when I speak about the header in the first half on the second goal post. It was absolutely automatism and like we wanted to play, or the big chance from Headley and Ward in the second half. Yeah, this were solutions we trained, and we expected more from this, but sometimes we come too early and too near to the defenders, to our own defenders, and so then there were no space and no space to create chances.
Mentioned Jaheim Headley there. He came on at the break and had quite a positive impact. Were you pleased with what you saw from Jaheim in that second half?
Yeah, he was injured for a long time, and so he needed a substitution in the last game to get a good feeling for to stand on the pitch. And now it was a little bit longer the second time, and I find it he did really well, and we can see that he increased the skill of the team and was very good on the left side. So maybe he is ready for the lineup, but that we will decide tomorrow after the training.
Yeah, it's an interesting one to fit him in, isn't it? Because Brody Spencer's been in good form, and now Jaheim comes back. It gives you good options at fullback, which maybe not had over the past few weeks.
Yeah, I'm happy with the situation. Yes, and I'm ready to take difficult decisions. But better like this than we have a lot of injuries and illnesses. Yeah, so that means also that the quality in training will be much higher, because everyone wants to stand on the pitch as a starter. And then we will decide. Brody, yeah, he came out because of yellow card, and we want to change something in the second half, but it was not because of his performance, like the same for Ben Wiles, but we wanted to change anything. So I could change many other players, and it was not the problem because of these two players. I told them also today in the meeting. We have to decide, and Headley, he did it well, and also Alex Matos for me in the second half really much better than in the last five or six games, and this is good to see that they can achieve their goal to stand on the pitch and to play and to have a lot of time on the pitch. I was fine with their performances.
I think Ben Wiles, he's had a bit of a difficult first season at the club, and you could see he was getting a bit frustrated in the first half, that things weren't quite coming off for him. Do you feel like he still has something to offer this side? Is it just a matter of getting a bit of confidence in him and getting him onto the ball a bit more?
First of all, when I see him in the training or also as a substitution against Sheffield Wednesday when he came in, he's a player with quality, with technical quality, 100%. And maybe he's not really fit because he didn't play so often. And this time, sometimes you can think, okay, he's not good enough, but he has quality and has a high potential. And it was not easy for him because I heard he had a lot of pressure because of a lot of money for the signing. And when you played on this level, then you know about this, and there are so many things in his head. And but he's a good character, and yes, he was extremely disappointed on Wednesday when he was off. But there is no time for discussions, and we have to accept the decisions of the head coach, and he did. And today on the training camp, he showed me a very good reaction for this, and this is. Really important to stay in the league. We need a team with a good character, and when we spend too much time to discuss about the decisions, when the body language is bad and terrible, you cannot win, and then you cannot stay in the league 100%. And this must be clear, that we have to work as a team. And it's not allowed for a player to make his own game, and not on the pitch and not outside. And you have to stay together as a team. And when we make things like this, then I'm totally clear that we have the quality, the structure, everything to stay in the league. But if not, then it will be extremely hard until the last game.
Yeah, you mentioned the quality Ben Wiles has on the ball. I mean, you'd like to play a number 10 by the looks of things. Do you feel like he is an option for that, who might have the ability to play that final pass that was maybe missing against Cardiff?
Yes, but we brought him in this position, and this was the reason why he started in Cardiff, because of the spaces between the lines, and he has a quality to have a good touch and then to play the deep pass, the final pass. But he was not in the position, and he found other positions, but not the positions like we wanted. But also Delano and also Jack Rudoni. It's not only on him. So, and this is what we show today in the analysis. When we stayed in the position, it was every time dangerous. And so Ben Wiles is a player for this. Maybe he got the chance, but he will get other chances. Maybe then when he came in, it's maybe a little bit easier for him. Without pressure, and this is the game is open, and I like him because he's a really good player, and he have to believe more in himself, and then I'm sure that we will see some more good games from him when we improve him in positive thinking.
That's all for me. Thanks, Andre.
Thanks.
We'll finish off with Leon from the Yorkshire Post.
Hi, Andre. I was just wondering, the Championship. Has anything surprised you about it? You've had 2 weeks of it now.
3 weeks, I think. Weeks, no, it's okay. Surprise? No. In my opinion, I didn't think that the league is so strong. Yeah, I thought and I knew. That is the best second league in the world, but near to the second Bundesliga. But for me, the intensity the intensity is much higher, and it's extremely tight. Yeah, we can see in on the table. It's really excited to collect some new experiences in this, and good league.
Yeah, and the game. The weeks where there are three games in a week, they are especially tough for every team in the Championship. It's huge demands, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm here for three games. So at the end of the season, when we also have many games in April, I can say, oh, okay, 46 games is a lot. But now after three, it feels not like very much. So yeah. I'm fresh for more games. And but... You're right. When you play with 24 teams in the league and have 46 games, it's really a lot. Two cups, It's a lot of games, and so you have not so really much time to train. You have to recover, but every team, every head coach, every manager knows about this, and it's part of the game.
How does it compare with the 2 Bundesliga, the second division in Germany? Is it a lot stronger?
Yeah, because there are only 34 games and just one cup to play. The difference is maybe also in tactic. The game is quicker and with more intensive. And in second Bundesliga, because why it's a little bit slower is more with tactic things and clearer in structure. Yeah. Maybe here and. Normally the will to score and to play quick transition play is much higher, so it's a difference this. But both leagues are really good with high quality, with good players, with traditional clubs and with fantastic stadiums. So I enjoy and it's good to be here.
It's important, a lot of the division, it looks a little crazy, there's not many points between teams. So in a way, it's important not to look at it. You may be in the bottom three by Sunday, but it doesn't matter. Things change very, very quickly, and they will change over the games.
Yeah, because the only look on the table is when the last game is played. To be honest, we had now 3 games, 2 away games and 1 home game against Leeds. It could also happen that we are without points. Yeah, and now we have 4. In my opinion, it's good. It's okay because of Cardiff. We lost unnecessary. So we could have 7 points, there are also reasons why we are on 21st on the table, to be honest. And so we have to change little things. It's not possible to change everything, but there are reasons. We have to go step by step. Yeah, maybe it's possible on Sunday, but it's also possible that we win and that we win again and that we win also again and once again.
Yeah,
it's football.
I was going to ask finally, the home performances, there have been a lot of spirit and intensity in recent games. It's very important that you maintain that for the rest of the season.
Yes, I spoke about this is the most important thing. We can speak about tactical things and build up and goal kicks, but without intensity and without playing as a team, you never have a chance. And I hope and I'm sure that everyone understood this latest after the game in Cardiff, because with a good performance we will win there in Cardiff, and the performance was not top, and we lost.
And I was going to ask you lastly, Jack Madoni is a player that managers before you really like to work with and think of a lot of quality. What's your opinion about him? He looks a young player with a big future.
Yes, for me it's the same. He is a player with I would say he's a big talent with a high potential and also quality. But I expect a little bit more from him, because I know that he has this quality to make the difference, and his dream and his wish is to play Premier League, and for this he has to show a little bit more. This is no pressure for him, because he's a good character, but when players want to take the next step and to go to Premier League, Premier League is maybe like first Bundesliga, and I played there for many, many years. I can tell him what is necessary, and it's not only the thing to have a good technique or to play a good pass. Especially the most important thing is to keep to clear in his head, mental, always being humble and not showing that he's a superstar. He is not a player like this, but he has to work more than the other when he wants to play Premier League.
Yeah. And
I have, and I will help him for this because he's a good character and help all the players.
Yeah.
Who accept and want to play want to improve for the next step. Yes, with me they have the right coach. But when their players make their own thing, then I'm not the right coach for them. And then we have to decide a decision in summer. And but. We have only then success when all the players want to improve and to develop and to be hungry and the will to win. We need winner mentality.
Yeah. Very best of luck Sunday, Andre. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see the majority of you on Sunday.
Thank you.